Hi, it's Mac, and this is a response to Stefano Slandy. First, an apology to you, Stefano. I used Zakim's name in one of the booths when I should have used yours, so I really apologise for that. Just got confused. It was a sunstroke. I'll put it down to that. Okay, on the music, on high-end audio, and you did three separate booths on that, and it was all great stuff because, believe me, it brought back great memories. When I worked as an electrical engineer with British Leyland a great number of years ago, I was really introduced to vinyl, although I did have a Garrard deck. One company you didn't mention was Garrard. And they produced, you know, those sort of a vinyl covered record decks where the lid would lift up and reveal the turntable below with the tone arm and the auto mech. And you could have them. Usually they were red and beige or blue and beige or something like that anyway. Two-tone on the exterior. I had that when I was young. And then when I worked in British Leyland, I got to know a lot of guys who were really into audio vinyl. And really were audiophiles, to be honest with you. Because I remember them handing over masses of those glossy magazines and being smitten overnight virtually with this fantastic stuff I really had to throw my money at. Well, I didn't have that much money, so I couldn't throw that much at it, to be honest with you. I think I was in toy town compared to some of these guys. No matter, they did get me into appreciating the middle to high end stuff and all that went with it. And so I learnt quite a lot during those years. So I did have a good record deck at the time. To me, it was a good one. It was a Sony, actually. You didn't mention Sony either. I know they weren't high-end by any means, but they did produce excellent stuff in the sort of a mid-range, or budget mid-range, if you like. I had a young family, so at that time, I couldn't afford to chuck money out on stuff like that, and dedicated styluses, and dedicated cartridges, etc. So I had that for a few years, and then I, over the years, of course, when CDs became the norm, the de rigueur, practically everybody, with the exception of a very small percentage of people, switched over overnight to CD. And I did have tape decks. You mentioned some of the tape companies, and Thorns did, though they were more renowned for turntables, and they produced some great stuff. They did produce some tape decks. Of course, the best tape decks were made by Nakamichi. Nakamichi produced the high-end stuff. It was way out of my league. I do remember buying BASF, as we called them, BASF. BASF Chrome 3 or Chrome 2 Chrome 3 tapes to get the highest quality reproduction of your music, but not in a Nakamichi, unfortunately, on a Hitachi. But yeah, Nakamichi were top end for tape decks. NAD were famous for amps, and I did have a set of NAD amps which were great. I had them for years before they actually began to falter. What else did I have now? I'm trying to remember now. You mentioned quite a few names. Thorns, B&O. Of course, B&O were, in my mind, B&O was like looking into the glossy window that you couldn't afford to go in and buy, because they were so stupendously, beautifully styled, but not necessarily, and with no reflection on Simon's biogram, they weren't necessarily the best in audio, but if you wanted the latest style, and they did sound good, there's no detraction from that, they did sound good, but if you wanted the latest in style in hi-fi, and that included their speakers, you went for B&O. They were just so beautifully styled. I mean, I remember they brought out a turntable that was probably about an inch thick, if I remember right, 25 millimetres. That was incredible when that first came out. And I think they were one of the first to bring out the stroboscopic pits on the circumference of the turntable, if I remember properly. Macintosh, great heritage Macintosh, Stefano, absolutely. And they were, if I remember correctly, it's got a Scottish name, but they weren't. They were founded in Maryland in the States, if I remember correctly. And they had a massive following. Their stuff was built of excellent quality. And I think now they sort of, I'm not sure how they're doing in turntables, they're probably still there. But they do very high-end home theatre systems, I know that. And you have to have a lot of bucks to get in there. Really fantastic stuff. If they're still building the same quality, it would be worth every penny of a ring if you had such pennies to throw away. Lynn. I'm not sure you mentioned Lynn. Did you mention Lynn? Yeah, okay. Lynn were famous for sound decks, basically turntables. The Lounge, I think actually that was the name for their turntables, wasn't it? Lynn's, am I correct? Lynn's Sound X, I think so. They were amazing quality. Always a beautiful wooden frames and great tone arms and cartridges. They went for high prices as well. But if you had one of those, they were excellent stuff. I'll tell you a story how I really got back into vinyl years ago. It comes and goes, and I think most of us are the same. You go through a phase, back into vinyl, back out, back in. I had a friend, a younger guy than me, who, like me, was very much into music. I've always been into music. I was born with a radio stuck to my ear, falling asleep as a kid and blowing my bed covers to Radio Luxembourg. And I've always had music. I can't live without music. It's as simple as that. But this young guy, Stevie, really got into it in a big way, and he was talking about his vinyl. He got into vinyl and said, yeah, I used to do all that. I've been through all that. And he says, look, come up to my house and I'll let you hear my system. Now, I can't remember the amps he had, but he had a Roxanne Xerxes turntable, which was pretty high-end. And I can't remember, had a high-end tone arm, because you bought these as separates. You mentioned separates, and a lot of these turntables came the same way. You bought a turntable, you bought a tone arm, you bought a cartridge, you bought a stylus. It was a composite creation, if you like. You created what you wanted to create. He had the Roxanne Xerxes, and he had Rogers speakers. Now, Rogers was another name on the speaker side of things. I know you haven't went into a lot in speakers, and I won't go into them because there's so many, but, the, you know, B&Q, not B&Q, sorry, B&O, B&W, that's Bowers & Wilks, Tannoy, these are mostly Scottish companies, as you said. But you had the Roxanne speakers, they were mid-sized on stands, and he put a record, classical guitar music, just the guitar itself, by a guy called Hedges, as in Benson and Hedges. And he sat me 6 feet in front of his hi-fi in the middle of the floor and blew me completely away. The chords from the guitar, actually, if you remember that advert that they had for Maxell tapes, where the guy would sit in front of his hi-fi with a Maxell tape playing, in his chair, he would be strapped to it, and his hair would be going straight back, as if he was hit with a 200-mile-an-hour wind. That's exactly how that felt when those chords were struck through the sci-fi. And, of course, that was me going again. Sold again on vinyl and turntables and everything else. And I went through it all again. I currently have a Riga, which is another turntable make, very big in this country. I don't know how big it is over your way. But Riga make fantastic turntables. I have the Riga 3, 24, 3 oblique 24, 24 relating to the 24 volts. And with that, I have the Arkram Alpha. Now, Arkram is another big make, and they made fantastic tape decks, and they also made great amps. And I have the Alpha 8 preamp and power amps, both Alpha 8s. It was a range they did, and they are fantastic stuff. And you can buy amp these as well. Another way of doing things, you talk about doing various things, and buy amping, by wiring the speakers as well. But that's the technical stuff that a lot of people just won't understand, and necessarily, I don't think it's necessary for me to go into it. You mentioned Oracle. Now, I was trying to remember when I did a boo the other day there, back to Simon, I think, on the turntables that I dreamt of owning, the clear acrylic turntables, and they were stunning but expensive, and that exactly was the make. The Oracle reference series, and even their base model was very expensive. So thank you for reminding me about Oracle. What else, Stefano? Cartridges. You didn't mention cartridges so much, I don't think. Audio Technica. I have an Audio Technica cartridge on my tone arm, and I can't remember the model. I'm not going to go down and look at the side if I can possibly see it with my eyes. But Audio Technica, famous for a lot of stuff, but more famous, I think, for cartridges. They do a lot of good stuff in recording, of course, microphones. But in the hi-fi world, they are probably one of the best in cartridges. Oh, where do we go from here, Stefano? I don't know. I'm trying to think what else I can talk about here, but I think that's pretty much... You covered a lot of good stuff, and I really appreciate the fact that you brought all that stuff up, because it did bring back memories. I remember, you know, dissecting every possible bit of information I could get about all this stuff. What will I go for? How much is that? And what does that do? What will that go? And as you said, separate systems where you would compile in your mind this unique system that you were going to have, what you could afford, and what kind of sound it would give. And then you would come back and line your speakers up and take measurements and sit your chair in a... I'd been through it all. Absolutely been through it all. All I can say is, at the end of the day, that there is nothing to beat vinyl, as far as I'm concerned. I've listened to them all. I've listened to Nakamichi tapes, and they were stunning. But turntable, good setup on vinyl, and a decent set of speakers. Nothing can beat that, as far as I'm concerned. And this has been a great subject. And it all stemmed from Simon SM2N's Biogram 1200. And it's been great. I'm not even sure Simon would have realised that this would have went so far. And it's all great stuff. You asked for comments. I've further comments and I've added some to it. But who knows where this will go? It may go for even further. I'd like to see it going even further. And for those of us who are really interested in music, and it would be absolutely great to hear any more stuff from anyone. You mentioned, I can't remember, no, I'm just going to have a quick look, if you give me a second. Yes, Hi-Fi George, he followed me the other day there. I guess he jumped in, as you said, with regards to what was going on, talking about turntables. I think he helped Simon out. And I'm now following him, because I looked at some of the stuff he did, and it really interests me. So, and he puts his stuff over very well. And maybe we can keep things going on Hi-Fi. He might bore other people's... But maybe it bore the pants off other people. No, I'm pretty sure it'll bore the pants off other people. But it's another interesting subject, and all the more for me, as far as I'm concerned. I could talk about music and hi-fi all day long. Absolutely great. And thanks to everyone. Right back to Simon's initial, my knackered biogram, how do I fix it, and right up to now. It's been great.